Let's introduce you to our guests here this morning. I have three guests alongside here this morning. First of all, I would like Mrs. Coleman, who's a seventh grade teacher, ELA, Hatchet Pride coach. What does ELA mean, Mrs. Coleman?
Yeah, absolutely. ELA is English Language Arts.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Also, Hatchet Pride coach, student council advisor. You wear many hats at school.
I do.
And so I assume the reason that we're here today is to talk about Hatchet Pride.
It is, yeah. So Hatchet Pride in the middle school is our behavior system, and it's really a way for students to have ownership of the school. So we focus a lot on their respect, responsibility, safety, and all aspects of the hallway, the classroom, what that looks like in the bathroom. At the beginning of the year, we kind of have a boot camp where we talk about all of our expectations, and Hatchet Pride is the kids carrying them out throughout the school year.
And how's it working out? How's the plan going? Are kids cooperating? Everything going the way that the grown-ups thought it would?
Most days.
Most days.
Most kids, right?
right, exactly. And so where did this come from? Where did this idea come from in the first place?
Sure, yeah. So it kind of stemmed from the idea of PBIS, which is a positive behavior intervention system. And it's really just a way to focus on the positive things happening in school rather than the negative.
Got it. Yeah, there's plenty of negative to go around. Let's shine a light on the positive stuff.
Exactly.
Awesome. And now let's bring the kids into the conversation. Henry. Introduce yourself to our audience. What's your last name?
My name is Henry Neiman.
And Henry, besides being a seventh grader, what else do you do for a living?
Not much.
That's pretty much it?
I play football.
Okay. What position you play?
Tight end.
Tight end. Okay. And how are you doing so far? Are you on that team that hasn't been beaten in like 2 years?
Nope.
No, that's a different team.
Grade.
Okay. That's the eighth graders. Okay. But how's your record doing? Is it okay?
We're 2-2 right now, so that's...
So room for improvement.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you think tight end's going to be in your future? You're a pretty big guy for a seventh grader. They may put you on the line once you get to high school.
I had 2 touchdowns last game.
They're going to keep you at tight end. You'll be getting the ball on in your hands. You'll be a tight end. So, Henry, let me tell you. Let me ask you, that is, what does a school store? How does a school store? We're going to learn a little bit more about that. But the school store, how does that tie into this whole Hatchet Pride thing?
So... when you get points from the staff for having good behavior, then you can spend X amount of points to get rewards.
Okay, so you're walking down the hall, you see somebody whose books are about to fall out of their arms, you help that person out, a teacher sees you do that, what do you get?
Probably 1 hatchet point.
Okay, and what can 1 hatchet point buy you at the school store?
The lowest item is 2 points, which is just like a blow pop.
Okay. So. Well, that's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
That's fair.
Absolutely. Susie, how can you expand on that? How are the teachers being involved with this, and how do y'all scope out all these good things going on in the hallways and such?
Yeah. A lot of us spend a lot of time in the hallway between passing time, catching the good, and sometimes, unfortunately, the bad. But we see a lot of good happening out there, and a neat thing that our school has access to is an app. So even if a kid, if I see a kid that's not in seventh grade and I want to give them a couple points for doing something good, holding the door or picking up a lunch tray or walking down the hallway like they should,
right.
I can type in their name and kind of select how many points I think they deserve, whether it's something really big for a couple more points or something, just regular everyday type of things that, oh my gosh, that was really nice of you. I'm going to give you a point real quick. Another nice thing is we can give to kids in our class as a whole. So I can look up my class of students and select all of them at once. Maybe they were all prepared and they really had a great class. They were having a good discussion and I want to give everybody 2 points, one for respecting everybody else and one for being prepared and responsible yourself. And I can click 2 points and comment. And I think that's one of the biggest things as a staff that we can do is give positive comments to kids because they can go into their emails and see, oh, this is why I got these points. And feel good for the rest of the day that they want to continue doing good things.
So that kind of answers my next question. So the kids don't know about this on the spot. It's something they find out about afterwards, and they can be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, sometimes the teacher will say, hey, I'm going to give you a point for that. Nice job. Other times, sometimes in class, I don't even think to tell the kids. And 5 minutes later, I'm like, man, they all did really great doing this today. I'm going to drop a point to all of them. Nice job reading, following your expectations. Good job being prepared.
So the kids have a point account.
Yeah, they have a point account. So they can see how many points that they have in their own personal accounts and as staff members and as a PBIS coach, I can look and see what class is kind of in the lead or where are we really doing great during the day. I can see the data on that end, which is nice as a school to be able to see where we're really having those great behaviors.
Are we too early in the program right now, or is this something that you've already seen positive benefits coming? These kids, once they find out they're doing good, I would assume they want to keep doing good stuff and keep on building up that account. Is it working out that way?
I would say yes. Good. A lot of kids that have earned some points are really starting to save some up, and it's neat to see when I select some kids and they've got, you know, a good 20, 30 points already in there, they're saving up for something that they want to get from the store.
Got it. Henry Neiman, how many points do you have in your account?
I think right now I have 15.
15? You got your eye on anything in the school store that you're saving up for?
Not really.
Well, congratulations. That's not bad. The school year's pretty young to have 15 points already. You must be doing a lot of good stuff.
Mm. Well, I mean, one thing that helps is student of the month, and then if you get that, you get like 10 points.
Really?
Yep.
So you got one of those in your account, too? Oh,
yep.
Okay. So you're padding the account any way you can.
Yeah.
How many points you get for scoring a touchdown? There should be points for scoring touchdowns, Ms. Coleman.
I can pass along the word.
Okay, please do. And a young lady who's dressed very well this morning, the best dressed among all of us here, Maya Loca is here with us. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
Nice. Who helped you out with your wardrobe this morning?
I picked it out myself.
You are one smart girl. How many points do you have in your account?
I really haven't checked it in a while.
Why not? So you're just being so good. You just know it's building up and building up and...
Well,
are you afraid to go in there and look?
I want to save up for some stuff. And
okay. What do you have your eye on? What are you saving up for? What are some of the other things that are there in that school store besides the candy?
There's like snacks and squishmallows and gift cards.
What's a squishmallow? Mellow. What's a squishmallow?
It's like a plush.
Oh, it's a little stuffed toy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but does it look like a marshmallow or something?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Well, that makes sense now. So you got your eyes on some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel the program has been? Have you been surprised the last time you looked? I know I haven't looked at the account in a while, but the last time you looked, were you surprised at all? Or were you wondering, hey, wait a second, I should have more points than this in here? What's your take on that, Maya?
I was surprised on how many points I had.
Pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, so that you keep doing the same thing, too. What do you do besides go to class every day? Are you involved in anything extracurricular as well?
I ski and do Girl Scouts.
You ski. You must, well, with a name like Loca, you must be a water skier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. That makes a lot of sense. Students can save their points. They can spend them every week. And so we've already talked a little bit about that. Henry, you're kind of saving up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maya, you're saving up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you see other kids? You guys see a lot of kids around walking with just a sucker in their mouth that they just got from the school store? That those points are burning a hole in their pockets already?
Yep.
Yeah, you see that a lot, too. Interest on accounts. As a grown-up, I get a little bit of interest on the money I put in the bank. And what about interest as far as these points go, Henry?
So for every 10 points banked at the end of the week is 2 points of interest earned.
Okay, and that teaches a good lesson, too, that saving is a good thing, right?
Yeah, we try to teach the kids that, you know, the more you can save up, the bigger you can get, right? We have a great selection of snacks for just a couple points here or there, kids that want to buy different things, but we have those bigger things like Maya was talking about, some Stanley cups and some belt bags, Lululemon, you know, all these things kids want. And
what's a Lululemon?
I know, I'm with you. It's like a fanny pack, but they wear it up here, and it's, Maya, you probably know more than me.
Well, she explained the squishy marshmallow thing. What's a Lululemon?
So a Lululemon bag is basically, it's like a fanny pack, but you wear it around your shoulder.
So why don't they just call it a shoulder pack or a backpack?
I don't know.
Because Lululemon is funner to say, right?
It's a brand name.
Oh, okay, so it's a brand name. Okay, that makes a lot of sense now, too.
Yeah, something fancy.
Let's see here. 10 points at the end of the week gets you 2 points of interest. Then at the end of each grading period, every 50 points banked, you get 15 points of interest.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Not at all. I know. We really try to focus on a specific category. So,
like each week or each day or just
every
overall?
Month? Overall, but every month we really try to hone in on one thing. Okay. So, in October, we're really trying to work on respect. So, if kids have 50 respect points, so treating their other peers with good respect and making good connections and kind of trying to form that community. You know, when you see a kid left out, asking them to join your table or hang out with you at recess, join your football game. When you're earning points in that area where we're focusing, that's where they're earning their interest. So when we see those kids really trying to hone in on what our goals are that month for our entire system overall, that's where they're really getting their big interest points.
Now, it's great to know that the kids are doing all the right things for hopefully all the right reasons. Mm-hmm. But they say the true judge of character in a human being is what you do when nobody's looking.
Right.
So can these kids score any points if they you have a good idea? Or can somebody say, you know what happened to me the other day? I was walking down the hall and my Aunt Henry came up to me and just made my day when they said how great my hair looked today. Can they come and report that to a teacher and then they score some points?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, cool. All right. So I'm glad I'm looking out for you guys. Any way I can. I'm looking out for you. I'm trying to pad these accounts the best I can here. Why do we have a school store, Maya? What's the whole reason behind the school store?
It's to encourage positive behaviors such as, like, being respectful in the hallways, not talking when the teacher's talking, basically just being respectful overall.
And doing what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Susie, any way to respond on that?
Yeah, outside of looking for those little extra things, we like to remind the kids if you're doing kind of what you're expected to do in school, you won't have any problem getting in trouble, and hopefully this is just a bonus, right? So we really like to try to reward all those things that they're expected to do and then some.
Just curious here, Henry, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to go off the notes here, so I'm going to kind of take you off guard here. We'll see how you react. What are some of the things that you can do as one individual kid in the seventh grade at Tomahawk School? What do you do each day that shows respect for others?
So it could be like inviting somebody to your lunch table or, you know, like she said, inviting them to your football game or just overall being inclusive or helping somebody on their work.
Have you done those kind of things that you're talking about?
I've helped some people on their work and other things.
Let's say that there were no rewards for giving somebody help. How does it make you feel knowing that you're not going to get anything out of this?
Good. I mean, helping people is still helping people.
See, that's, you know what? That's a smart kid right there. He deserves a point right there. Maya, I'm going to give you a chance to win some points here, too. What do you see as respect? What's the number one thing you do every day at school that shows that you have respect for the other people in the building?
When I go to school, I like to say hi to someone each day, just to talk to someone each day. Like, if someone's having a bad day, just, like, maybe change that.
Just saying hi can change the wind blowing in another direction. It's called the butterfly effect. You say hi to one person, that person feels good. They might do something to make somebody else feel good, and it just keeps on passing down the line, right? Mm-hmm. Boy, this is good stuff here, Ms. Coleman.
Yeah.
This is good stuff here. I'm really liking this. As far as Hatchet Pride go, we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. We hear a lot about Hatchet Pride. Henry, what does Hatchet Pride mean to you?
It means, like, showing respect to your teachers. You can focus on your schoolwork and respect everybody.
And say, Mom and Dad, you're right all the time.
Yep.
are any parents listening right now, you think?
I know my mom has an Alexa in her office.
Okay, so she's probably listening, and you just put a big smile on her face right there. How about you, Maya?
Hatchet Pride means, like, to respect, to show how we, like, are good at our school, to support our school.
Okay. And as an athlete, you're showing Hatchet Pride every time you put the uniform on, right? And how about you, Maya? You're showing WJJQ Pride here with your attire here this morning. But how do you really show your Hatchet Pride? Do you brag to folks that you get to go to Tomahawk Middle School?
No.
You don't get to do that. So let's see. There's got to be another way you show your Hatchet Pride. You'll think of something and tell us later. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay. Susie, how about you? Can you expand on Hatchet Pride at all and what you're trying to get across in that phrase, Hatchet Pride?
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of all-encompassing in the community. So not just being proud of your school, but being proud of where you're from and everybody that contributes to that. We have done a ton of, we've done incentive days as well, but we've done a ton of days where we really focus on different things. Already this fall, we did a program called It Starts With Hello, and I love that Maya touched on just saying hi to other kids can bring a positive atmosphere to school. After the Sandy Hook unfortunate incident, they had started this It Starts With Hello, and it just starts with, you know, mixing it up, talking to other kids, getting everyone involved, making sure that everybody feels like they belong at school. And so we start with that at school, but another really cool thing that we do is we bring in some special incentives on Fridays where kids can just bring a buck, or I think we've talked about looking at them being able to turn in some of their points to get or buy certain things that go to something bigger in the community. So last Friday, we did a popcorn day where the kids could bring in $1 and get a bag of popcorn. And all of those funds went towards a little bit of safety, because safety is another component of Hatchet Pride. We are looking to get some vinyl on our front windows by the office so that our lovely Mrs. Neiman, Henry's mom, who is our secretary, she can see out, but people there can't necessarily see in, making it a little more safe. And it will also say something about Tomahawk, Hatchets, Pride, which will add a little, you know, cool decoration to the office. But yeah, we try to build those in. So I think we're looking at an ice cream fundraiser sometime in November for the kids to earn some money for the honor flight. So we try to give back a little bit to the community as a whole as well.
I would eat ice cream for breakfast if a kid brought it in here on that day.
Well, you're welcome. Well, and maybe we'll have to send somebody over.
Yes, and I'll try to have cash in my pocket that
okay.
day, too.
So that sounds good.
And I'll bet other people at work would love a visit from a kid with ice cream, too. Just an idea, just throwing that out there for you. Basketball, a student versus staff basketball game. Henry, do you have anything to do with that?
Last year I did play in that game.
Okay, how many points did you have?
Two.
Okay, so you scored. You got on the scoreboard. That's good.
It might have been four, but like we scored like 6 points total.
So did you guys? So the students only scored 6 points.
Pretty sure.
So the staff was really
probably closer to five.
Okay, so the staff I would assume scored more than that.
Yeah. Okay. It was a blowout.
It was a blow up. But there's always this year, right? Maybe this year things will turn around a little bit different. And party at the end of the year. How much are you looking forward to that, Maya?
I'm really excited for it.
And is there some kind of a program? I should have asked. Is there something that the kid with the most Hatchet Pride and the most points in their account, are they going to be recognized at the end of the year at all in any way, shape, or form? Ooh. Or
we'll have to look into that.
Okay, there's some.
That's a good question for Mrs. Boulder over at school.
One of the things I learned early on when I started having to make a living is they said that I need to set goals. This is also a great tool in setting goals for these kids. They can set a goal. I want to get this thing. I want to get that fluffy marshmallow deal. I want to get that lemon dealy thing out of the. See, this is what happens when you get old. You just totally get disconnected from this stuff. And they're laughing at that, but you just wait. You'll find out. So incentives are good things, and setting goals to achieve these things, that's a good thing, and that's a life lesson that the kids will take with them forever.
Absolutely, yeah. It ties in a little bit to earning money, and what do you want to save up for? We had a discussion just yesterday about when you save your money, what do you want when you're an adult? You know, you can't just blow it on McDonald's every day, because you're not going to ever get that four-wheeler or that boat or that nice pole shed, all these things some of these kids want when they're adults. And it's a great way to learn about that, and just in middle school. So, yeah.
We're running out of time here this morning, and so I want to give you all some last words. I just think this is a great program. When I have coffee with Q again, I'm going to say, you know what, you guys are doing the right thing. This is another great program. I'm just curious, is this something that that was hatched here in Tomahawk, or is this something that's evidence-based that you guys have seen working elsewhere and say, we're going to do this in Tomahawk?
Yeah, it's definitely evidence-based. We've taken it and made it our own. I come with a little bit of background from some other schools, and we're always looking to build to it. So next year we have some plans in development, and hopefully we can talk about it again, and you can see how it's going to grow, because it's definitely research-based, and we have seen some really great things and hope to make it even bigger than what it already is.
I'm going to give you kids a chance to do the teaching here now, okay? So as we are getting ready to part ways here this morning, Maya Loka, I'm going to ask you a question. When it comes to Hatchet Pride and when it comes to respecting others, how can we as grown-ups learn from what you kids are doing at school? Any ideas? You must hear how grown-ups act among each other every once in a while, and they're probably not all that respectful all the time, are we? So we need to do a better job at that. Okay, you can say that, but I'll say it for you. How about you, Henry? What would some of your lessons be to me as far as being more respectful, just like you guys are at Tomahawk Middle School?
I don't really have anything to say.
We can be better listeners, especially when it comes to talking to our kids?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. And Mrs. Coleman, how about you? Any last words here this morning?
Sure. I think, you know, they're clamming up a little bit, but I know both of these kiddos in class, just recently we read a selection on what it means to be kind and just showing kindness to anyone that you meet. And I don't have them in the same class, but even in different classes, they were both really quick to say, you know, everybody should just be kind and everybody should just do the right thing.
And that's a great way to part ways here this morning. Be kind, do the right thing, just because it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all three of you for being here this morning. Thank you for teaching us all about this program, and we can all learn from you. And so hopefully you've taught us all some lessons here today, okay? So thank you all very much.